Good morning, Boker Tov. Welcome back to 10 minutes of Meaning Please Help Yourself to Coffee and Donuts. Please note, the next 2 weeks we will not be meeting live, but we'll likely be streaming online. You can still watch or listen live or later. Very huge thank you to our sponsor of the series for the year, Jeffrey Gelba, memory of Meshulam Mendovich and the Baz David Avner Ben Avram HaKohen. And a reminder to sign up for $1 a day of tzedakah, 1 minute a day of Torah learning in the schus of Esther Tehila Bas Ariel Tzipor, Shirav Refuah Shlema, among all Chole Yisrael. We are on the 19th chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. The Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, has been teaching us what it means to be a chassid. We've gone through many different explanations and manifestations and expressions and exercises of what it means to be pious, what it means to be righteous, what it means to be virtuous. But now he's been describing that ultimately chassidus is not about anything external. It's not about what we wear, and it's not even about what we do. To be a chassid is about what is our motivation, what is our drive, what is the reason we do what we do. We spoke last week as if our life represents a circle and what we do are the points on the circle. And we can go through all the motions and do all the right things. You could start your day with Rabbi Sugarman's outstanding Daf Yomi. You can make it to Minyan and Daven with Kavana. You can get stuck, a volunteer for chassid work, be there for your family. The question is, even when all the points on the circle are right, what is on the inside of the circle? The spokes of that wheel, when they come back to the middle of that circle, is it Hashem or is it you? Says the Ramchal, this will happen after one deepens love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The definition of a chassid, our aim and our ambition, is to measure our lives, our happiness or our sadness, by the status of Hashem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brand is up, when more are drawn to Him, when the world is falling in line or conforming to His vision for it, when we are successful at advancing His agenda, then we're filled with happiness and satisfaction. And Chas V'Shalom, the opposite. When we see a world that is not conforming with His vision for it, we see a world that is blurred, we see a world that is distorted, when we see a world that is defying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, it should cause us pain. If we heard someone curse our mother or father, if we saw somebody bully our child, would we not recoil in pain? Would we not take personal offense? Would we not arch our back and stand up and intervene to defend our parent or our child? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is the Almighty, why is our ultimate parent, our Father in Heaven, any less or any different? And that should be the source, the purpose of our avodah. That our mission and our mandate, our life is dedicated to being marbe kvod shamayim. Every day around the dinner table when our children come home, the question should not be, how did you do on your test? Did you get back any grades? The question should not only be, what did you learn? The question should not also only be, did you help someone today? The question every day at the dinner table, every member of the family should review, how are you marbek vod shamayim today? What did you do today to promote Hashem's brand, to promote Hashem's name? What did you do today to bring greater godliness into this world? What did you do to represent Him, to advocate, to advance Him? What did you do? V'yisav ha-shekoshar b'nei adam yikam ochein. Should be our mission, our mandate, we should desire, we should want. We should encourage everyone around us to do the same. And we should be saddened and we should be down. We should be affected when we see others not doing that. We should be saddened and aggravated and aggrieved what we view as a subtraction, a diminishment of Hashem's name, particularly whether unknowingly or accidentally. Whether naturally, we should guard ourselves from acting in such a manner, behaving in such a way, from distancing people, or for confusing people, or for contributing to the confusion in this world that is not conforming or consistent with what Hashem wants. There's no one perfect. And every day we're going to make mistakes, and every day, while we'll try to be our better selves, we could never be a perfect self. And yet, as much as we recognize that our day should be defined, inspired, and measured by what degree we were successful in being marbe kvod shamayim, I think we're living in a time that we need this desperately, maybe desperately more than ever, We're seeing all around us an assault on Hashem, an assault on God's vision for this world, God's definitions and protocols and policies for this world. We're seeing an absolute assault, an assault on spirituality, godliness, the quest for holiness replaced by happiness. And we are the ones who are appointed, we are trusted, He is counting on us to stand up and to face those who are bullying Him, intentionally or unintentionally, for noble reasons or ignoble reasons. But we, the Jewish people, we as children are meant to be faithful to Him and to measure our success and our mission by how much we're mar bekvod shamayim. Are we representing, modeling? Are we advocating? Are we advancing? And are we courageously confronting? Are we standing up to represent? These are truths. These are axiomatic foundations. They're immutable. They're non-negotiable. They're non-debatable. This is what Hashem wants, with sensitivity, with love, with warmth, with kindness, not imposing, not, of course, getting violent, even verbally, but it means to stand up kindly and with derech eretz. V'davar zeh be'aru b'tana d'bei Eliyo zachor la'tov. Kol chacham Yisrael sheish bo d'var Torah la'amito misaneach al kvodo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'al kvodo shel Yisrael kol yamav. Any Talmud Chacham, a sage who possesses words of Torah and grieves for the glory of Hashem and the glory of the Jewish people throughout his life, u'mesave u'metz al kvod Yerushalayim l'chvod beis hamikdash. And we stand, you know, you should see. I once had this chus, when I was learning Kolel in Eretz Yisrael, of picking up Rav Schechter when he came to come on tour to give shiurim in different yeshivas. I had the privilege of taking him around to the different yeshivas. And once I picked him up right after he had come from the Kotel. So he described to me that when he got to the Kotel, he tore Kriya, and he looked up at the Makam HaMikdash, and instead of seeing a Beis HaMikdash, he still saw the Dome of the Rock, he saw a mosque, and he broke down in tears. If you know Rav Schechter, you know that's not an exaggeration. Particularly when you talk about Yerushalayim and Shechina and Churban, Rav Schechter is brought to tears. So he said to me, when he opened his eyes, there was a crowd gathered around him, and they were pointing and saying, look, there's a Jew who still cries for the Beis HaMikdash. Now the story itself is extraordinary, but then he turned to me and he said, Ephraim, I don't understand. Doesn't everybody, when they look up and they see the mosque instead of the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't everybody cry? I was like, yeah, Rebbe, maybe, yeah. I'm sure they do. Most people, they should. I didn't know how to answer. But I'll never forget, with astonishment, he asked, he didn't understand, isn't that the natural reaction of every Jew? That's what the Ramchal says it means to be a chassid. That you are meitzar lechvod Yerushalayim lechvod Beis HaMikdash. When you hear others claim it's theirs, when you see a world that distorts the truth of history, of that holiest place, it should meitzar, it should cause a pain, a pit in your stomach. It should make you want to raise your voice and stand up for the truth. L'Yeshua shetitzmach b'karv l'ikunas galios, to long for salvation and for the blossoming and flourishing of the ingathering of the exiles. Zocha l'ruach HaKodesh b'drachav. All this that Ramchal is quoting from the Medrash. B'tana d'bei Eliyo. B'nimtzeh zlamit shezosi ha'kavanam u'la shirachok l'garmi kol anas atzmo. This is our mission, our mandate. It's not about our pleasure. It's not about our happiness. It's about our quest and our mission for holiness, to fill the world with holiness, to draw others closer to holiness, and to mold and shape the world the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Eina ala l'chvod ha'shamakam l'kiddush shmo yizbarach. Miskadosh b'briyosa b'shosh ha'osim ritzon av yazo. Amru, eizu chasid ha'mischaseid im kona. Who is a real chasid? One who acts with piety towards Hashem. In other words, we're very focused, as we should be in this world, to ensure that nobody's bullied. And that's very good, that's very important. Ben Adam Lachavero, our midos, our tikkun amidos, we should repair our character, and we should ensure the safety, the protection, the safe space of all around us. Very important, very important. But don't we care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's safety and safe space? Don't we want to protect Him, His values, who He is, what He stands for, His name and His brand? Now we'll end with what seems to be a stira in the Ramchal, contradiction. The book began where the Ramchal taught us that the purpose of life, we should ask ourselves, Machovas Adam Ba'olama, why are we here? And he answers, Lehis Aneg Al Hashem. We're here to derive pleasure, to get high. And the greatest high you can get is not in any substance, not on any drug or alcohol. The greatest, the most lasting, the most authentic, and most transformational high one could get is l'hisaneg al Hashem, is to get high on God, enjoy this world, have pleasure from this world. The Ramchal got that from David HaMelech. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, l'hisaneg, which is hit by el, reflexively, to get high on God. So how could the Ramchal here say that the purpose of life is not for ourselves, not for our happiness, but exclusively to advance Hashem's name? Which is it? Are we meant to get high on God, or are we meant to advance God? So Rav Dan Segal, Mashkiach, in his beautiful commentary here on Mesillas Yesharim, the recent commentary, answers. And he says that on the one hand, we should realize our life, Yiddishkeit is not meant to make a sacrifice, or to be restrictive, or to give up. It's l'hisaneg, to get pleasure, to get the greatest high, and the greatest high you could get is on a relationship with Hashem. But the question is, why? Why do we want to pursue that high? And why do we believe that is the greatest high? And who told us that that is our purpose and mission in life? That's all in response to Hashem. That's how he answers. Yigdal kvodo yizbarach v'zeratzon Hashem. To live a life where you're high on God, others see it's contagious, it influences, and you're doing that because the best way to draw others closer to Hashem's brand is to yourself be on fire for that brand and to enjoy that brand, to get a high off that brand. That is for Hashem. That is the highest level. That is our mission. Next 2 weeks, we're not in person, but we are streaming live online. Continue to join us. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy. Have a great day.